that's our focus right now. We corrected the tape this morning, and now we're on to Detroit, and we don't plan on starting again.
What do you think about the running game so far this season?
What do you think?
What's your thoughts on the running game? 62 yards last week. I mean, is it?
Well, I'm happy with what they did last week for the calls they got. I think production was around 4.5 yards a carry or so. But it's not exactly where we want it to be. But we got things to improve. That's one thing. Penalties another thing. So we got a couple things we're going to be working on this week.
Running is a rhythm for a running back. I would imagine it's the same thing for an offensive lineman. When you get 15, actually 13 for the running backs, that can't be easy to.
I can't speak for those guys, but I like to be in a rhythm too. When I had to play different positions, that's always tough. So when I get to play one position, that's a rhythm thing for me. So I can understand that, but I can't speak for those guys.
Okay, thank you.
This Nick Collins situation, have fans gone too far? Are they?
I have no idea what the Nick Collins situation is. So.
They apparently spit on him as he was going through the tunnel and threw a racial slur at him.
Well, I think, that's always. That's tough. I mean, it's hard to comment on that one. But obviously, when it gets to the point where somebody's being spit on or racially slandered, that's a little far. I mean, we're guys in there competing at the most physical level, and I don't think that happens too much on the field. So if it's happening from fans, that's tough. But I don't know what escalated the situation, so I can't really comment on the situation.
Detroit looks like they're really kind of building their defense around that front four they've got there.
Extremely talented. I mean, they got a lot of guys from the number two pick in the draft all the way down to Vandenbosch, who's reputation speaks for itself. So they've got talent across the board, and I think even the backups show a lot of promise too. So we're gonna have our hands full. It's gonna be another tough game. It's a division game, which ramps it up even more.
Jared, when the running game isn't going maybe the way you guys would hope it would be, people are gonna look probably first at the running backs. They're gonna say these guys miss Ryan Grant. You probably do to some extent, but is it more complicated than that, or there's some things that have to happen blocking?
Well, I think it's simple to say something like you miss Grant, and obviously we do miss Grant. He's a great player. We'd love to have him here. He worked hard to be ready for this off season, but we got a lot of things we got to fix besides just who's running the ball. We got we got to make better holes. We got to make better reads. We got to move the pile. We got to do a lot of things better. We got a lot of things to work on, but we're taking those steps. I thought the running backs were productive last week. On Monday they did some good stuff. They chewed up the yards when they needed to. Kuhn had some great hard runs. So we as an offensive line need to pick our game up.
When you guys spread it out, what kind of challenges is that for an offensive line?
You're more soloed up in pass protection, but I feel like when we've got 4 or 5 receivers out there, we're a big threat. We got some great guys over there catching the ball, and they're extremely talented. I think it puts a lot of pressure on the defense also. So, we're not afraid to spread it out. I know A-Rod likes to do it, and, we'll block as long as we have to. And I always like seeing those guys chew up 20 or 30 yards a catch. That's always nice.
Short passes like that, do you do that as an extension of the running game
at all? Some people will say that, but, we're an offense. We're an optimistic offense, and we'll take the yards however we're going to get them, whether that's run, pass, or A-Rod scrambling himself.